ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thank you very much, Mitch Link. We do appreciate it. It is a Tuesday morning, Huskies Drive Time, and wins, wins, wins. That's all the basketball teams are doing these days. We'll talk about that and cross-country, or I should say Nordic skiing, this week on Huskies Drive Time with Wes Rahm. Good morning, Wes.
Morning, Dirk. How are you?
I'm doing well. A little bit of light snow out there. How was the drive-in today, Wes?
A little slick, but yeah, you might want to take an extra minute or two to get yourselves to work this morning. And yeah, off that rain, I think maybe you've frozen a little bit on the roads. On top, with a little snow on top, always makes for fun conditions.
So. Isn't it funny how long we went without snow?
It was crazy, yeah. And judging by your forecast, it doesn't look like we might be snow blowing anytime soon either. I mean, might get an inch or two here or there.
Yeah,
that's okay. I think we're okay with that. I know that Coach Hagemiller's wanting some snow. Obviously, big races at the Tech Trails this weekend with the pre-U.S. Nationals, and we'll have a lot of competition there. It's going to be two full days of racing on Saturday and Sunday. We'll get more details from Coach Hagemiller later on during our show this morning. And basketball teams in action this weekend as the women head to Minot State in North Dakota. That's like basically smack dab in the middle of the state.
It is, hey?
In North Dakota. Yeah. A little further north than center, but in terms of east to west, yeah, it's pretty much right in the middle of the state. And so a long bus ride for them. The men's team will head down to Wisconsin Parkside, which is between Milwaukee and Chicago there. And I guess which one of those I'll be going on. I'll be headed down to Parkside to call the game. We'll get a feed for the women's game. Both games will be on the air. And unfortunately, they're right at the same time, head-to-head against each other. So Kind of a bummer for our fans. They only get to listen to one or the other. But
About a half of one, right?
Yeah, I suppose. One starts at 4 o'clock. The men will start at 4. The women, I think, go at 5. And so, yeah, that their last games before Christmas break, and hockey team's already on their break. I know a lot of the players have already left town to go see some family, because I think Coach Pearson told me they got to be back to practice for Christmas Day down in Ann Arbor. So it's hard to believe we're at that time of year. We're already at Christmas break, finals week. A lot of students taking finals, and a lot of our athletes focused on that this week. And so it's a fun time, but huge wins for our basketball teams last weekend, and obviously good to see their success. The women's team, big win on Saturday over Wayne State. That's going to be one of those wins that's going to really help us out, you know, when we're trying to host playoffs and those type of things later in the year.
No doubt about it. And you know, the way the women have been winning too, by not always starting off so great and being able to just, you know, rev it up in the second half.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you look at their leading scores, it's been a different player almost every game. Mm-hmm. You know, Kelly Guy and Jillian Ritchie and Brenna Heisey and Morgan Anderson did it this past Saturday. I think they've had four, maybe five, you know, Daniel Blake's done it too. So five different players have led them in scoring in seven games. That's pretty cool. Obviously, that makes them very tough to defend as well.
Right. All right. Well, we'll take a break. More with Wes Fromm and Huskies Drive Time coming up in just a little bit here on the show.